friend of my brother's wife was part of a kind of an outreach team. And so they put on their masks and they joined a group of people to kind of help out those folks who are homeless. And I was talking to them and they just said, you know, it's just incredible how difficult it is in the winter where so many folks are homeless and they're having a hard time and people are nervous about going to them. And I think they were part of Toronto Tiny Shelters and they were building these little homes and these little shelters to help people. And so there's lots of organizations doing it. And you get a sense of how difficult the pandemic is for folks who already have a very difficult life. And now in Quebec, you've heard about a terrible situation where a 51-year-old, a man named Raphael Andre, was found frozen to death. Frozen to death on the street, not far from a shelter, from the open door. But apparently he couldn't get in and he froze to death. It's bloody heartbreaking. And Naku said is the executive director of the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal and the co-manager of Resilience Montreal, which is another shelter in Montreal, and knows all about this. And we Naku said, first of all, great to have you on the program. Give us a sense of when we hear about the death of Raphael Andre, why this is actually getting worse and why these things are happening in the pandemic.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. In terms of Quebec, I think that because of the curfew that was implemented by the Legault government, this is an issue as well as the fact that there's not enough beds, right? So he was under the impression, the Legault government, that there were enough beds. And we've had many, many shelters that have spoken quite loudly that, you know, they're full. So when they decided to do the curfew, the Legault government just assumed that all the homeless people could find a space. And what happened with Raphael was that he left the open door around 9:30 on Saturday night. And we're not exactly sure what happened, but he ended up freezing to death. So it's really hard to speculate exactly what happened, but if you imagine that everyone is gone from the streets as of 8 o'clock and he's in distress and needs help, there's nowhere for him to go. So for whatever reason that he ended up, you know, being in the porta potty, that's where he was found the next morning. And, this is hopefully not going to continue. I'm very, very concerned that, you know, because of the lack of services for the homeless right now, that God forbid this should become a trend.
So what happened? Why couldn't he get into the shelter?
I don't know what exactly happened. I just know that, you know, apparently he was supposed to go to PAC, which is Projet de Quebec, which is another shelter that, you know, caters to Indigenous people, and that he was a regular there, but for whatever reason, he didn't show up. So who knows? Maybe there was an altercation on the street, but if no one is around, you're not going to see that, right? There's nowhere to, like, ask for help because everyone is gone. And, you know, I'm really pushing the government to create more safe spaces within the areas of Montreal where the homeless congregate, right? In Cabot Square, at, you know, Place des Arts, there's a couple of places where it's sort of like their territory and they feel comfortable in those spots. But I know that the mayor of Montreal is trying to do more, but apparently it is really up to the province to push to have extra services for the homeless. And like you said, you know, at the beginning, you know, it is unbelievably difficult for the homeless population through the first wave. And now through the second wave, it's horrific. And everyone is really upset and super concerned about the situation.
Yeah, they are. And the other concern is that some shelters are just saying, sorry, we can't take anybody in right now. Right. And then where do you go? And because the pandemic, you know, this is doubling the difficulty to help folks, isn't it?
Well, what's really hard is that, you know, I think the numbers of last week were that there's 180 homeless people that have COVID. So the 180, I think it's 130 homeless people, and then the 50 is the homeless staff, the people who work in the shelters. So there's an outbreak within the homeless community. So some of the shelters are saying, well, you can't come in unless you have a COVID negative test. But where do they go? Right. So it's almost like, you know, crisis after crisis. And we need more, you know, COVID positive spaces. We need spaces that have a harm reduction, you know, point of view. We need, I keep saying, you know, why don't they allow the army to come in? They did that not so long ago for the senior homes here in Montreal when there was a crisis. Well, now we have one for the homeless population. And I think if you're going to put a curfew, then, you know, you need to also add beds. You need to add a solution. Now, how are you going to take care of this population that has nothing? So I'm really, you know, calling out the province, the federal, and the municipal to come together and have a discussion, have a plan of action, because every day people who work in this field are waiting. What are you going to do? What is the solution? You know, we need... You know, the staff need to be reassured that when they go home, that hopefully they're going to see the people the next day, and the people on the street need a break.
Yeah, it's just, I'm so glad you're here, because we always get these tragedies in Canada of a homeless person dying in the winter because it's cold and there's never enough beds and there's all sorts of factors. But the pandemic's making it worse, and I don't know if governments are doing enough to recognize that. And the lockdowns, as you say, and the curfews are making it so no one's around to even find people and help people. Mm-hmm. And that's really going to be a huge problem, and it continues to be. Thanks for raising awareness. If you had just, I have a second here. If you had one thing to say to Justin Trudeau, I know it's a provincial jurisdiction and municipal jurisdiction on the list, but the federal government is also has a role to play. What would you say?
You know, this was an Indigenous man. He was Innu. So Justin Trudeau, you know, you made promises at the UN that you're going to help Indigenous people. We're really waiting for you. You can't let anyone else pass on like this. We need to come together. And we have tons of solutions. We're willing to collaborate with you, but please send help now.
Please send help. Nagusad, thank you so much. I appreciate your work as the executive director of the Native Women's Shelter in Montreal, the co-manager of Resilience Montreal. Just giving us a sense of what's happening outside. Everyone's in tiny, tiny, tiny bubbles now. Outside mm-hmm. our bubble, people are suffering, though. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Just give that a moment. I know things suck for probably you too. They do. Kids are suffering, and you know, you haven't seen your parents or your grandparents, and there's just lots going on. And you know, if you got little kids, if you don't have kids, you know, I talked to Hannah, our producer, who's been in her apartment with her partner, you know, tiny apartment for like 10 months. Things suck. And everyone's got a problem, believe me. But man, the homeless, the winter, the pandemic, just spare a moment. Not a judgment, just a moment, and listen to those. When you're suffering, just think about that. And again, I'm not trying to invalidate your own suffering, but man, spare a thought.